Killed in action. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Another American is among the casualties of war in Ukraine, but this death is believed to be the first in combat.
22-year-old Marine veteran Willie Joseph Cancel died fighting alongside Ukrainian forces. He leaves behind his wife and a 7-month-old son. His wife says her husband was a hero, and all she wants is for him to come home and be given a proper burial.
Fox's Matt Finn in Lviv, Ukraine. Cancel's originally from Orange County, New York. He was working for a private security firm. The head of the United Nations went to Ukraine, getting to see the devastation Russia has inflicted firsthand.
The war is an absurdity in the 21st century. The war is evil.
A short time after he spoke in Kyiv with Ukraine's president, Russian missiles struck the capital, wounding 10 civilians as Russia also bombarded many other cities. Oklahoma is the next abortion battleground. Providers and activists have filed lawsuits trying to block a bill the state legislature approved that Republican Governor Kevin Stitt is expected to sign,
which mirrors Texas's abortion law that prohibits abortions once a heartbeat is detected after about 6 weeks of pregnancy, and allows private citizens to sue abortion providers.
That's Fox's Jeff Manasso. The suit's also aimed to block a law set to go into effect later this year in Oklahoma that makes it a crime to perform an abortion. The FDA wants to further crack down on tobacco, wanting to ban menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars,
suggesting menthols and flavored cigars are disproportionately used by black smokers, and a ban will improve racial health disparities. Menthol accounts for more than a third of cigarettes sold in the U.S. Critics of the ban suggest it will just create an underground market for menthols and criminalize behavior that had previously been legal.
That's Fox's Tom Graham. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
News. President Biden wants to send even more military and financial aid to Ukraine, and Republicans in Congress signal they support that.
The more than $3 billion already authorized by Congress for Ukrainian military assistance is running short. President Biden is now sending lawmakers a supplemental request for $33 billion to assist Ukraine through September.
It's going to keep weapons and ammunition flowing without interruption to the brave Ukrainian fighters.
$20 billion would be allocated for military needs, $8.5 billion for economic assistance.
It's going to allow pensions and social support to be paid to the Ukrainian people so they have something in their pocket.
The president is also renewing a request for billions more in COVID funding for vaccines, therapeutics, and tests. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Now, President Biden also shrugged off recession worries after the economy shrank in the first quarter, a 1.4% GDP contraction.
Consumer spending and business investment and residential investment increased at significant rates.
On Wall Street, the morning after stocks surged, futures are falling. The NFL went primetime last night. Trayvon Walker went first in the draft to Jacksonville, one of five defensive players from defending national college champion Georgia picked in the first round. Just one quarterback was taken on ABC.
The Pittsburgh Steelers select Kenny Pickett.
Okay. There were several trades, including two wide receivers dealt for draft picks. Tennessee sent A.J. Brown to Philadelphia. Marquise Brown went from Baltimore to Arizona. In the NBA playoffs, three more teams are moving on.
Maxey. No, it's not. According to Tyrese Maxey, it's not going to seven games.
The Philadelphia 76ers closed out Toronto with a 132-97 Game 6 blowout on NBA TV. Phoenix also advanced to the second round, beating New Orleans. Dallas eliminated Utah. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.